It's really a pleasure to be speaking to the principal cellist of the Grand Rapids Symphony by Fall and Winter, and one of the favorite performers at the Chamber Music Festival of Saugatuck by Summer. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure.
So this Thursday and Friday at the Women's Club of Saugatuck, Drew Lee and Jennifer Walvoord have programmed an evening of delightful works for chamber ensembles, different combinations, the trio and a quintet. And we're going to be talking about the music in a few minutes, but I'd love to hear about how you grew up as a performer. Are you from Michigan, and where did your education take you?
Well, I grew up in Grand Haven, Michigan, and so I began my studies with Barb Fisher, who was principal of the West Shore Symphony, and then I was in the West Shore Youth Symphony for several years, and then I was fortunate enough to go to Interlochen Arts Academy for high school for 3 years. I then attended Oberlin Conservatory of Music for my bachelor's, Eastman School of Music for my master's, and right after that, an opening happened here in the Grand Rapids Symphony, and I won that job, and I've been here ever since.
Wow. Michigan can really claim you as a homegrown musician here.
I guess that's right.
Now, along the way, did you have a lot of ambition? Did that keep you going? Were there any points where you thought, I'll chuck it all in and become a computer programmer? Or...
Actually not. And it's funny you say that, since my father is a computer programmer. But no, I think I was possibly considering mathematics, and I always credit calculus as the reason I went into music, because as soon as I hit calculus in high school, I said, that's not for me. Music's for me. And I've never looked back since then.
Is it the social aspect, or is it the ability to meet goals you set for yourself by yourself?
Well, I think there's many things about it. I do think that it's sort of an interesting social life that we have, because it's, you know, not so much how you speak with people, it's how you play with people. And I really love that. I think probably my favorite thing, though, about being a musician is taking the music that somebody else wrote and basically putting my stamp on it, trying to get my feelings about that music, and just trying to figure out what I think about it. And I love doing that. I don't so much listen to recordings of other players, but I really love delving into what the composer wrote and using my imagination to pull something out of that.
I imagine you're a little more free to do that in this setting than you would be as part of the orchestra, where David Lockington, it's sort of his interpretation that will bring it all together.
That's absolutely right. And I think that for many of us, doing chamber music is sort of the thing that really does keep us going as individual musicians, even though there's something so wonderful about all of us coming together. But I think chamber music has always been my first love, and it's the reason that I'm just so happy to always be doing this sort of thing, like Saugatuck.
The atmosphere at the Saugatuck Chamber Music Festival is a little freewheeling even. There's a lot of almost interaction between the audience and the players, because the players are happy to share their opinions on the music right before each performance. And I think it helps bring everybody together on the same page to listen.
That's right. And it's really probably the reason I love playing there so much. The audience is so involved, and they even sometimes laugh during the music. Maybe it's something we pointed out before we began playing in our verbal presentation, but they just seem so engaged. We're close to the audience. And after playing there several years, I do know some of the people, and I can look out and see their faces. And it's a much more intimate setting than many other chamber music venues.
Well, on Thursday and Friday, the program will open with some solo piano pieces by Franz Schubert, and then the trio takes the stage. You'll be the cellist for this trio by Paul Schoenfield, his very energetic cafe music. Tell me about the other two musicians that you'll be playing with.
Well, I will be playing with Andrew Lee and Jenny Walvoord. They're both friends of mine, colleagues of mine. I love playing with them. I believe this is our third appearance now doing a piano trio, so we're excited to play together again. I've looked forward to playing this piece for quite a while. I think I suggested it to them a while back, and here we are. We're finally doing this piece. It's really one of my favorite pieces to listen to for as far as a piano trio. And so I'm really happy to have that opportunity to learn it now.
And of course, Jennifer Walvoord and Drew Lee are the co-directors of the Chamber Music Festival of Saugatuck. What do you think of the job they're doing there?
I think they've done a great job. I think when I look at the way they put together a full season, when they have the six different programs, they're all varied. They have different players. They've really brought in many other players to come in and play during the course of the season over the years. So it's just been a lot of fun. I think there's a lot of new faces and maybe new music, too, for the audience to experience.
Well, so a couple weeks ago on WMUK, I featured last year's trio that you played with Jenny and Drew, the Archduke Trio of Beethoven, and I thought it was a wonderful performance. What are your memories of that performance?
Oh, well, that is a monumental work. I think that was one of the more serious times I've had with Drew and Jenny. Just, you know, it's quite a task to take that piece and try to bring it to people. Many people know it. It's just a big piece for piano trio. And probably what I remember the most really is the slow movement, which is just so beautifully written by Beethoven to start with this simple theme in the piano, and it just grows and grows and grows. When Drew started that, it was just so perfectly played, and it just let us play the entire movement with a lot of soul, I guess.
Exactly. I think something you said earlier about speaking through music, you used phrasing like you were telling a story.
That's right. I guess that's basically what a phrase is. It's a statement, some sort of a statement, and you need to find the meaning within each phrase.
Well, I don't think we could get any farther apart from the gracefulness and the stately nature of the Archduke to Paul Schoenfield's Cafe Music. I do think this is ideally suited for Drew from my interactions with him. He's got a lot of energy.
Absolutely.
Schoenfield is one of the great, putting music in a blender and seeing what you get, all kinds of music. He's one of the great blenderizers of the 21st century.
That's absolutely right. And in this piece, I know something that he wanted to try to bring together was the music that he happened to play. He filled in for a pianist in a piano trio in a restaurant one night. And all the types of music they played, he decided to sort of integrate all of them into this piece. So he put in early 20th century American music, Viennese music, light classical, gypsy, even Broadway styles. There's even a Hasidic melody that's in the second movement. So, yeah, that's definitely quite a lot of ingredients in your blender.
And yet, he's in a separate category by himself because he doesn't just say, here's my influences. It really is, speaking of statements again, he has an individual voice that somehow it all rises above a pastiche.
Yes, I think so. I think, you know, you hear some music and you'll say, oh, I think that might be Schoenfield. You know, he definitely has found a way to make a cohesive unit out of these different influences.
I feel like if I ever talk to him in person, he might talk twice as fast as I could understand.
Well, if his tempo markings are any indication, I would agree.
He's a smart guy, clearly.
Yes, I think so.
The program will end with Robert Schumann's Piano Quintet in E-flat. This is really one of the masterpieces of chamber music, so don't screw it up.
Well, we'll do our best. This, again, is a first time for me. It's a piece I know from listening to it and hearing it, but I haven't played it. So, but it is, it's so beautiful. It's got a great cello part, great viola part. Just, I think it's great for all of us. It's big, it's beautiful. I think that the audience will really enjoy that.
If we were going to compare and contrast the Beethoven piano trio to this somewhat later composer, Robert Schumann, what comes out in Schumann that we might not hear in Beethoven?
Well, I think the main thing is his the melodies that he generates. He's often considered really the greatest in as far as the romantic period of music, just for the sheer emotion that he puts into his music. So I think that's probably the most exciting thing about this piece. He was trying to express many emotions, and I think from the ecstatic, excited, you know, wonderful view of the world down to in the slow movement, he had, it's almost like a funeral march, so the pace of that. So we have, you know, really the highs and lows within this one piece.
What would a first-time audience member experience in the venue of the Women's Club of Saugatuck? Are you really close to the performers? How big is this place?
Well, I guess I'm not sure how many actually seat. I have to check on that one. But we are up on a stage, but the front row is pretty close to that stage. And it's just, it's a more open feel with the windows, and, you know, we keep the lighting up. And so we're really, we feel a lot more connected, I think, but it's small and intimate. So any seat in the house is a good seat. And then there's a fun reception afterwards. So that's a great time to meet some of the musicians and other people there too.
Do you have a favorite routine when you are doing a show at the Women's Club of Saugatuck? Do you visit a certain restaurant or make sure to check some other things out?
I sometimes do, and I do. I think I have found myself every summer, I go down and I treat myself to something from a store. I usually buy some article of clothing, maybe even to wear to one of those concerts. So I have, you know, my Saugatuck dress shirts that I can wear. So that's probably the thing I like to do, and I love to go out to lunch with the other performers. That's something that we try to incorporate into the rehearsal schedule, is a good hour break for lunch to go visit and eat together.
All right. Well, what are you looking forward to in the season ahead? Of course, a full season with the Grand Rapids Symphony.
Oh, yeah. Boy, it's just full of a lot of exciting things. This is David Lockington's last year. He will be conductor laureate, so I'm sure we will be seeing some of him when he's gone. But we'll be just sort of enjoying our last concerts with him, and I think there's a few special occasions that we're going to be kind of celebrating his time with the symphony.
Thank you so much for chatting with me about the Chamber Music Festival of Saugatuck, and I hope you have a wonderful couple of concerts on Thursday and Friday.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to talk with you.